Three reasons why you should be civil. The case against the stronger forms of uncivil behavior, such as bullying and racial discrimination, is easy to build. After all, violence in the workplace can get an employee fired, if not arrested and sent to prison. But how about the softer, yet no less important acts of civility? Are there compelling reasons to give one's boss a warm hello every morning? Are there tangible benefits to making sure that you don't dump your folders in your neighbor's workstation? For the more subtle acts of consideration, the case for engaging in civil behavior seems harder to present, but not impossible. Consider the following three reasons why you should practice civil behavior. Number one, there's no escaping other people. Cliche as it may sound, no man is an island. You may be a self-starter and a person who takes pride in being able to work with minimal supervision. You may be blessed with innate talent that makes you indispensable in an organization. But you'd still need to rely on suppliers to create a product that will impress both stockholders and consumers alike. You still need the trust of your teammates in order to execute an idea. And whether you admit it or not, the positive regard of those who work with you will do a whole lot for your self-esteem. Unless you learn how to play nice, you'll never be able to make it very far. Or at least, your path towards success will be littered with landmines you could do without. In short, your survival in the modern world, a world where everyone is linked together, probably more so than in the past few decades, depends on civility. Number two, there are many benefits to practicing civil behavior. Civility is not lacking in the WIIFM factor or the what's in it for me factor. Some of the benefits of civility to an organization or an individual employee are even proven by empirical research. To begin with, civility helps create a positive working environment. Motivation theories support that happy and relaxed workers are productive workers and willing to go the extra mile for their company. On the flip side, disrespect and inconsideration on a job site is highly stressful and can contribute to workers' low morale. Indeed, absenteeism and low employee retention is common in companies where incivility is the norm. You can also expect that time better spent finding workable solutions to problems gets wasted in name-calling, scapegoating, and face-saving. But as importantly, the deliberate practice of civility can help a person grow as an individual. Civility teaches emotional intelligence. A person learns to control anger and frustration until an appropriate time comes to express them. He or she understands that there may be more important things at stake than a petty argument during a boardroom meeting. He or she reaches goals set for self and others. Managing uncivil behaviors also teaches social skills such as conflict management and negotiation, skills which can be applied across many areas of life. Number three, lastly, it's the right thing to do. If anything else, civility is recommended because it's the right thing to do. Most of the world's accepted religion, philosophies, and belief systems advocate consideration for one's fellow man. Indeed, isn't the golden rule, do unto others what you'd like others to do unto you? To quote Richard Boyd, associate professor of government in Georgetown University, to fail to be civil to someone, to treat them harshly, rudely, or condescendingly, is not only to be guilty of bad manners, it also, and more ominously, signals a disdain or contempt for them as moral beings. Violence and ill will against other people, regardless of degree, never brings any positive to a work environment. Indeed, even the current political landscape advocates tolerance and equality, cooperation and mutual support. The world is already past the age where it's each man for his own, where self-interest is pursued at all cost. We can afford to be more polite and above irrational reactions.